I'd like to start today with the first reading, because once again, it's one of those readings that the connection to the gospel isn't immediately obvious. And yet, once you look at it more seriously, there is a very strong connection. In that book of wisdom, the first reading, it begins by saying, God did not make death, nor does he delight in the destruction of the living. And then a little later it says, God made man to be imperishable, made him in the image of his own nature. By envy of the devil, death entered the world. And those who belong to his company experience death. We all know that any living creature will eventually die. That's very much part of the pattern of what we've experienced in life. Things don't live forever. People don't live forever. Death is just part of life. And this passage from the Book of Wisdom isn't trying to teach us that God meant for our bodies to live forever. But what is it trying to get across to us? Well, Bishop Barron brings out something I think I would not have connected with this. But he says, to get an understanding, let's take a look at the doctrine of the Assumption of Mary. You know, that's the doctrine that at the end of her life on this earth, Mary was assumed body and soul into the kingdom of heaven. Now, for most of us, death is something very frightening. We don't look forward to dying. Matter of fact, we try to put it off. We often try to kind of not think about the reality, not face the reality, because death by its very nature is something difficult. And it's a letting go. And often it involves not only emotional pain, but it involves physical pain. And it involves the letting go of all of those we love. And so death has a very difficult nature for us. It's an experience we don't look forward to. Now, the ancient Christians, ancient philosophers, when they talked about the death of Mary, they talked about it in a very different way. They called it her falling to sleep. Or another word they used for it was her dormition. But they envisioned that Mary's death was not this painful, frightening reality. Instead, she transitioned from life here to life in the kingdom of heaven in a very peaceful, very natural way. And that is fitting because we believe she did not have original sin. And so death is a result of original sin. It's a result of what the devil has done in our lives. And therefore, Mary never suffered that. But is it not possible that that's what God intended for all of us? That death was not to be this frightening, very difficult experience. It was meant to be a natural transition from what we are here to what we will be in the kingdom of heaven. But sin and Satan entered in, and death became for us a very difficult, a very frightening reality. Now, that whole piece about Mary's transitioning, being peaceful and falling asleep, is not really part of the doctrine of the Assumption. It's just part of what theologians over the centuries have reflected on. Now, if you go to the Gospel reading, we have two stories. Story of the 12-year-old girl who is dying, has died, and then the story of the woman with the hemorrhage. I first want to focus on the 12-year-old girl, because notice what happens in that story. You know, Jesus is going with the Father to the house, and then he gets the message that the girl is dead. And what does Jesus do? He turns to the Father and he says, "Do not be afraid. What is needed now is courage and faith." And then it seems like he goes on a little further and he sees all the people wailing and crying. And then he says, "The girl is not dead. She is asleep." Could he be using sleep in the sense that we use it with the Virgin Mary? Now, there's another time in the scriptures that Jesus uses sleep in this way. Remember the story of Lazarus. Jesus and the disciples are some distance from Jerusalem and Bethany where Lazarus is at. He gets a message that Lazarus is very sick and they want him to come. And he hangs around 2 days where he's at. And then finally he says to the disciples, "Let us now go to Lazarus. He is asleep." And the disciples say, "Well, if he's asleep, he's going to be fine. We don't need to go." And then Jesus clarifies it. He said, "Lazarus is dead." Again, it's that sense of sleep. Yes, physical death, yes. But not eternal death. That Jesus right there is knowing that life continues and that even though these bodies of ours die, we live. We live forever. And what his focus is not the physical death, but it's that more profound death. That death that cuts us off forever from the presence of God. That is what Jesus is focused on. You know, Jesus doesn't deny the reality of death. He knows that death is very real. But he also asks that we trust. That we trust that even though these bodies of ours will die, we still live. We live in another realm, we live in another dimension, but we live. What we should fear is not the death of the body, but death that separates us forever from the presence of God. There's a passage in Matthew's gospel which makes this very clear. He says, "Do not fear those who kill the body, but cannot kill the soul. Rather, fear him who can destroy both soul and body in hell." And that raises the question for you and I. Where do we focus? So often I think we focus on the body and keeping it alive. And that's okay. But what we have to become much more focused on is the death that will never end. And that is the death that separates us from the presence of God. And for each of us, it would be just very good to focus on that question. Where do I spend my time, my energy, my thoughts? Is it in preserving this body, which is going to go anyway? Or is it in preserving my soul? In being gathered into the kingdom of my God and living there forever? What is the focus of my time and energy? There's another message, and I'll make it brief, that comes out of the gospel reading, and that's the story with the woman with the hemorrhage. If you'll notice in that story, Mark makes it very clear that there's people bumping up against Jesus, but only one of those people gets healed, and that was the woman. There was a difference in the touch. It wasn't just the touching of Jesus or the touching of his clothes that brought the healing. It was the yearning and the faith within the woman. She had confidence that Jesus could heal her, and she desired that healing. And so again, it gives us the question, what do I desire when I come to encounter Jesus? You know, when I come to Mass, am I just kind of bumping into him? Or am I coming here with desires, with expectations, with longing? Am I asking that I be healed? Am I asking that I be formed more and more into the image of the Lord Jesus Christ? Because that is the coming that will have value for us. And I'm sure I do it, I'm sure most of us do it. Sometimes we just bump into Jesus. But it's not a touch that brings healing, that brings life. Can we come to him desiring that his healing power touch us, that he transform us, that he make us more and more into his image?